I'm not going to tell a story about me lying because, hey, you know, I'm an honest guy. But I have a child, and I think that we all know when our children are lying to us, which is when they're talking. So, I'll tell you a couple of illustrative stories about our daughter and her ability to tell stories. When she was in preschool, we got a very concerned call from one of her teachers asking if she had brothers and sisters. We said, no, she's an only child. And apparently our daughter had concocted this whole imaginary family, which was her brother and sister who lived in the basement of our house. And we assured, we had to quite emphatically assure the school that no, we did not have any children besides Rebecca, and we had no children, believe me, living in the basement. And it's kind of continued like that, and I'll just tell very, very briefly that for many years, our daughter has quite complicated vision, which requires her to wear glasses. When she was taking ballet seriously, she was told that she had to get contact lenses. And contacts, it was a big deal. Oh, I don't want to put the stuff in my eye. But as soon as she had them in the eye, this is the thing to do. The problem with contact lenses, and I don't wear them, but I understand this, is that you have to clean them every once in a while, which means that you have to take them out of your eye, and you have to put them in the little cup, and you have to add the liquid, and you have to let them sit overnight. And when you wear glasses the way our daughter does, if you don't have some kind of optical assistance, you can't really see anything. And what I suspect is that she discovered that it was really neat to wake up in the morning and be able to see something. And how did she express this neatness? By not taking her contacts out to wash them. And we said, you have to do this, and went a whole big thing. And then finally it devolved to the point where we have to see the contact lenses in the washing cup at night before we're going to let you go to bed. So what does she do? She somehow acquires a replacement set of contact lenses so that those lenses are the lenses that we could see them in the cup. These are brand new lenses. Never been used, never touched the human eye. And it could be weeks. weeks in which her eyes would eventually start to turn red and we would start to get concerned, but we were quite assured that these were the lenses. And it was only fortuitously when we saw, by mistake on her part, the empty package in the trash can that we were able to figure out where the lenses were. I think that's going to be the – I'm not going to go on with any more lies that we've heard, but I think this really does illustrate the fact, you know, as I said, that you know your children aren't telling the truth to you whenever they speak. Thank you.